What's up, people? This is Sanjay Reddy, your host, and you're listening to Detox, the design podcast. Now, it's been a while since I've done a solo episode. It was, I think, in the beginning that I did one episode sharing my NID interview experience with all of you people. Now that NID is just around the corner with just a couple of months away, I want to share a few things with you guys. I know a lot of you have been reaching out to me on Instagram, writing to me how to deal and how to work your way, how to prepare for the exam. I know this was a little bit of a surprise when NID came out with the exam date, because we were not expecting it to be in January, and that too in the first week itself. Now, how to deal with the exam pressure and the anxiety that is building up? Well, I would ask you to sit back and relax, because today I'm going to tell you a few things that will definitely help you in your exam preparation. So just sit back and relax. First, a few questions that I really want to ask you guys. Are you losing interest when you are preparing for the design entrance exams? Or do you feel demotivated and you stop preparation all of a sudden? Or do you stop enjoying the sketching process because you used to enjoy the process before, but now you feel like it's becoming repetitive and it is not that enjoyable as it was in the beginning? Now, I do understand all the frustration. Now, some of you might also feel like that you're stuck and not improving at all. It's almost like you have hit the roof and you're not able to grow or do anything better than what you're already doing. Now, it is very natural and it is very, very, very common to face this situation. So don't worry, there are so many people. I've been there, many students, many people who have actually cleared NID with good ranks and they are in NID, and I've talked to them and many of them said that they did feel stuck some point when they were preparing for the NID exam. And there will be people who are filled with self-doubt. Is it possible that I can clear NID? You know, I do know that most of you do ask yourself this question, that can I really make it? Is it possible? Is my skill level enough to clear the exam? Mujhe marks milenge ya nahi milenge? Ya kitne level ka sketching chahiye? Kaise sketch karna hai? Kaise present karna hai? You know, all of these things, it's totally natural. And then you lose confidence thinking about all of these things. Every single thing is just adding to the pressure that is already there in your mind. And what is the solution of this? Now, this episode is exclusively for that. So I want to tell you a few things which I've been sharing with my students in the regular sessions, and I thought that this should go out to each and everybody because I really, really want you guys to do well in the exam. So what is the solution to all of this? What is the solution to your problems? Well, you need to ask yourself, what is it that you need to do differently? Because there's so many students who are appearing for this exam. And the beauty of this exam is that everybody has a different approach to design or design questions, or let's say briefs. When you go into the industry, they will call them briefs. So all these questions that you have in the exam, so everybody has a different approach and everybody's solution is different. Now, it doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want in the exam. There are certain things that you need to follow. And like I said, with all that pressure building up, what is it that you need to do differently? Now, the first thing that you would want to do is find out what is going wrong. Now, but that is easier said than done. It's not that easy to find out what is going wrong, because there's so many things that you need to cover. There's so many topics that you want to do. There's drawing, there's life sketching, there's object drawing, there's perspective, there's compositions, there's shading, there's material, texture, blah, blah, blah. There's so many things. So how do you know where you're going wrong. How do you realize? How do you come to that conclusion? How do you pinpoint that thing which you need to work on? See, the first thing that you need to do is do not freak out. I repeat, do not freak out. See, the thing is, you have decided to become a designer, right? You were in a situation where you were thinking whether design is for you or not. Now, you made that decision, you applied for this exam, and now you're preparing for it. So you are already on that path. You have started your journey to become a designer. So this exam is just one step in that direction. So I want you to understand this. I want you to know that for a designer, it is important to make the most of what is at hand. It could be the time, it could be the resources, it could be anything, you know, whatever you have at hand, you need to make the most of it. You know, even in the industry, when we get design briefs and projects, we work on big projects or small projects, whatever, we have a deadline, we have a design brief, and there are certain deliverables that have to be delivered within the deadline. So it is very important that we make the most of the time and the resources that we have so that we can deliver before the deadline. And that is exactly what you need to do. You don't have to freak out. You have to know that you have to make the most of what you have. So get this into your mind, get this into your head, and don't let it slip, okay? Because what I'm going to share with you, it'll only be useful if you do not freak out. Now, after you've made up your mind, after you've taken a break and calmed yourself down, do away with all the distractions. Okay, there are so many distractions around you. There's, you know, a lot of things happening. I know it's the festive season, Diwali is coming up, and there are a lot of weddings coming up. I'm not saying that they are distractions, but there are some things that you can avoid, some things that you cannot. I'd definitely say that yes, go out and, you know, meet people if you're able to, if you're going out and doing that, if you're vaccinated and stuff. But the unnecessary distractions, you need to do away with them. And you need to figure out and understand your actions. Now, what do I mean by that? What do I mean by that? In a day, you do so many things. I want you to keep a track of everything that you're doing. Now, whatever you do, there's a reason for it. It could be that you spend a lot of time on Netflix. It could be that you spend a lot of time reading about art history, although it's a little boring. Not many people would prefer reading about it, but yeah, some people do get tend to get lost in the art history. Or some of you only spend on sketching and ignore the design questions, and some of you don't really pay attention to sketching and just want to solve part A questions. And also, there are so many topics in part A, so what is it that you are overly focused on? What is it that you really need to consider? And take a step back and look at what you are doing in a day. The best thing to do is just make a list of things that you do in a day. You wake up, you brush your teeth, you have your breakfast, and then what do? You read your newspaper, you look at the news, or you go out and sketch, or you go sit in the park and think about new ideas. You have an idea book, you write down some fresh ideas that you get in the morning, or you pick up some previous NID papers and you start solving them. What is it that you do in the day? How do you start your day? You just document that in one day, and then you'll know where exactly you are spending your time. It is very important that you know where your time goes. Until unless you figure this out, it'll be very difficult for you to decipher or come to a conclusion where you need to work on, okay? So first thing you need to do is find out and understand your actions, where and what exactly you are doing, Okay. Now, the second thing after that is unwind. Okay. This is where you just sit back and look at all the things that you're doing in a day. And then you kind of analyze and think it through here. If you're doing something wrong, if there is something that is not necessary, but you still end up spending an hour or 2 hours a day. Okay, so you unwind yourself and unwind your mind. Now is the time that you pay attention and look at what you lack. Now everybody knows what they lack. It is very, very clear. But what the most of the students do is, the biggest mistake I would say, is that they neglect that. They know that they cannot sketch a composition. They know that they cannot sketch humans, but they neglect it. See, you cannot afford to do that. You need to write down what you lack. You need to write down all the things that you need to work on. So now that you have an idea of what you lack, you have a list of things, you have them written in front of you, now you need to think about how you can improve. Okay, now this is a little tricky, because it could be that you might not be able to understand how you can improve. Maybe you need some guidance, reach out to mentors, reach out to fellow aspirants, they might help you in some way or the other. Or if you know some mentors, like my students reach out to me and I help them, and we have review sessions, etc. So that is really helpful. Reach out to a mentor you might have, okay? They will definitely help you, because tell them that an idea is just around the corner and they'll definitely help you. The community is really good like that. And then once you know what it is that you lack, you need to start making a plan. Now, what is a plan? And why do we need a plan? What is a plan? It is basically, you list out things that you want to do, and that is time bound. It is not that you have no restriction of time. A plan is a necessity right now, especially you have just 60 days. That's what I'd give you, 60 days to prepare for this exam. So the plan helps you to prioritize your topics, your actions, your tasks. It gives you a direction. It is a wise thing to do. It is to understand what needs to be done. It is to make you efficient. Okay? Now, a plan cannot be complicated. It has to be super duper simple. Okay, it has to be super duper simple. Now, I remember making a plan when I was studying, preparing for the NID exam. And I really, really remember that. So my first plan that I made was so, so funny. It's also embarrassing, but I'm going to share it with you anyway, because it is worth sharing right now, because I know most of the students are doing this. So I made a plan that I would wake up at 5 a.m. and I would start drawing something, or maybe start noting down some ideas for an hour or so, and then go out and start drawing people who would go on a morning walk, and then come back, have breakfast, and then start sketching again, or reading about current affairs, or looking at art history, or even design questions. And that would go on till lunch. And I'd give myself only half an hour for lunch. And then right after lunch, I'd say that, okay, after lunch, I'm going to solve a paper, because this is the time when I don't want to lose my concentration. And I'd keep that for one previous year question paper every day. And then after that question paper, I'd give myself 10 minutes break time. It was so funny. And then I'd pick up something that I really want to improve on, and then I'd work on that. And this is all something that I was thinking that I would do. Okay, this is the plan that I was making. And after that, In the evening, I'd say, okay, I'll go out and sketch some people again. And then I'll come back and look at what I've done, analyze the things, and see what I have to do the next day. Dinner time, and then, you know, do all this, do some other things, or part A things, and sleep at, what, midnight. So this plan was so stupid because it is not possible to do it practically. Because, see, we need to understand that NID or SEED or UCED or even NIFT or anything, all these exams are not like your JEE exams. They are not like your CA or medical exams. These are not like that. This exam needs you to be relaxed, to be calm, okay? You need to rest your mind to come up with good ideas. If you are in a bad mood, if you are overwhelmed, it reflects in your sketching. It reflects in your ideas. It reflects in how you represent your ideas, how you draw your product sketches or scenario sketches, how you shade. Okay, it is very important for you to remain calm. Okay, you cannot afford to do that. So a plan cannot be like that. It cannot be unachievable. It has to be something that you can do it. Okay, be a little practical. Go easy on yourself. Don't put yourself under unnecessary pressure. So this is all creating more pressure for yourself, which you do not need as of now. So a plan must be easy to execute. Now, I know that thinking about all of these things is overwhelming, because then you say that, okay, Sanjay, this is all okay, but then, you know, there are so many topics to cover and so many things to do. How is it that you say that we do not have to spend that much time preparing for the exam? Well, I know that it is overwhelming, and I know that it is difficult for you to deal with that. But hey, just relax for a bit. Put your mind, just turn it off for a while. Just sit and do nothing. Okay? Pause this podcast right here and take 10 minutes break, and don't do anything. Just go stand in the balcony, you know, look at the trees, look at the leaves, how they're moving. Observe people. If you don't have a balcony, just sit back and do nothing. Take a break. Well, I hope that you did take a break here. And now, I want you to be super, super duper focused, okay? Because I'm going to tell you a few things that you will definitely find helpful. The number one thing that you need to do right now is take it step by step. Now you have 60 days. I don't want you to waste even 1 minute of the 60 days. You have to take it step by step. You cannot do every single thing in a single day or in a few hours. You can never do that. I want you to take it step by step. And I would even go on to say that you can do only 3 tasks a week. Now, this is something that is from my experience. That is what I'm sharing with you. There may be people who can do more in a week, you know, get accomplish more in a week. That's totally fine. If you can do that, that's such a great thing. Go ahead and do it. So what you need to do is you need to make a weekly checklist. Now, what will your checklist contain? These are the things that you need to improve, things you want to improve. The topics that you need to improve, topics that you want to improve. There's a difference here. Need and want. Need is a necessity, okay? Want is something that you're already good at, but then you want to make it a little better. So I want you to list them out. I want you to write that down again. You have it in your mind, but I want you to put it down in your paper so that you can look at them. Okay, you need to make your checklists. And when you make that checklist, I want you to make one for need to improve and then second one for want to improve. So from need to improve list, pick up 2 tasks, okay? And then from want to improve list, pick up one task. So that makes it three in a week. Okay? So let's say you need to improve on sketching and you need to improve on your approach to design questions. So when you want to do that, I want you to know your tasks. Now, what does knowing your tasks mean? So let me pick up sketching. No, actually, let's go with solving design questions. The task is to work on solving design questions. Now, what do you need to know about this task? This task would require you to solve a few questions. Let it be product design question or problem identification question or an interaction design question or any domain or any, even if it is bachelor's in design, anything, any question, okay? So you need to gather all the information, all the questions that you want to solve, okay? That you need to solve. You need to gather them before you start this task. And the same goes with sketching. If you want to draw, maybe a few composition questions, or maybe if you want to do live sketching, or you want to draw from references, you want to draw still life, you want to draw products, everything and anything. Gather what you need for the tasks. You need stationery, right from stationery to the questions, to your paper, everything. You need to have everything before you start doing these tasks. So you're fully prepared. Now that you have a list, you have made the topics, and you know what you want to pick up, sketching or design or anything you might have on your list. And then you also have the stationery that you need. You also have the questions that you need to solve. Now is the time to put your phone on airplane mode. Mark it. You need to put your phone on airplane mode. Or if you have this app, you know, whatever app is available to you, which can, you know, turn your notifications off. Just do that. You need to switch on the focus mode here. It is very, very important. And then get to work. No distractions at this point. No distractions. Okay. And then keep a task, keep a track of time for each task. Let's say you're solving a question, sketching question. Track yourself. How much time are you spending on that sketch? How much time are you spending in solving that design question? Now, hear me out. I want you to give your 100% and I want you to solve that question to the best of your abilities. Okay? So, the very first question that you solve, I want you to go all out without a time foundation. And the second one, and the third one. So the first day that you do, I want you to go without a time foundation. I want you to just note down your times and nothing else, okay? Just note down how much time you took to make that sketch, to solve that design question. This gives you an idea of how much time you're taking, actually taking, to solve those type of questions. And from the next day itself, try to reduce the time. Okay? Try to reduce the time. So by, let's say Monday, you started and you took 30 minutes to make one sketch. That sketch is, let's say, a composition of a boy who is going to a vegetable market with his mom to get some vegetables. Now you made a scenario sketch in 30 minutes. So the next day, you take up another scenario question. Maybe you found something in the supermarket, which is really unusual, and you need to draw that, okay? Now that you do it in, let's say, a little less than 30 minutes. Try to do that. So by the time you reach Saturday or Sunday, the seventh day of the week, you would definitely, definitely improve on your times. And I can guarantee you that. But you need to do it very dedicatedly. You need to time yourself every time you do it. Okay? Remember, first day, you're just going all out. You're not putting yourself under pressure that you need to finish before a certain time limit. Okay? So keep a track of time for each of the tasks. Now, to actually see the results, consistency is the key here. You need to be consistent. You know, you cannot give up in between. That's why I've asked you to just take up 3 tasks in a week, which is not that, you know, difficult to do in a week. And right now, I'm sure that you are actually taking out a lot of time to prepare for your exam because it is just around the corner, just a couple of months away. So doing 3 tasks in a week is not much of a, you know, it's not a difficult deal. So consistency, that's very, very important. Now, when you start doing this, imagine you do this for 3 weeks, for 4 weeks, for 5 weeks. So remember, I asked you to make 2 lists. One, a list that of topics that you need to improve. Second list that you want to improve. So by the time you reach 4th week, your topics from your need to improve list would be going into the list that you made for the topics that you want to improve. Important observation that you are becoming skilled in this process. So the topics that you actually needed to improve are now shifting to the topics that you want to improve. So you are basically upskilling yourself, you're increasing your skill level, you're increasing your ability to come up with ideas in a shorter span of time. Okay? So this is the process. So you have to be patient with the process, and you'd also notice that you are becoming good at time management. Do it religiously and you would definitely become more confident. And I can guarantee you that. I can definitely guarantee you that. You who were feeling a little under pressure, frustrated, who lost interest in sketching, and who was demotivated, lost inspiration, and you were feeling stuck and you're filled with self-doubt, you didn't know how to go about the preparation, right? But you'd see yourself that once you followed this process, you would definitely gain more confidence and you're more charged up for the exam, for sure. So before you go into this last 60 days before the exam, try this out, let me know. And if you think that this can help other aspirants, share it with them. And this is the reason why I'm making this episode specifically targeted to NID or even CEED or all the entrance examinations that you have coming up very soon. So that's about it in this episode. And I wish you all the best, and I know you guys will do well. Each and every one of you who's listening to this episode, who's listening to this podcast, you have the ability to draw better. You have the ability to design better. It is not a supernatural skill or supernatural ability that only a few have, okay? Just understand this. I started off as a mechanical engineer who shifted to design. I was ready to put in the hours and put in the effort so that I can be a designer, that I can learn how to draw, I can learn how to design, okay? That is exactly what is expected of you, what is needed right now. And this is the right time. Trust me, 60 days are enough for you to really do well in the exam. Don't think that you have less time. You just need to plan your time really well. And like I said, a designer must make the most of what he or she has at hand. So that's about it. In this episode, I'll see you in the next one. Thank you for listening. Do share and subscribe to Detox the Design Podcast. I'll be coming up with more episodes very soon. Thanks, guys.